Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
It's helpful, especially on a long journey, to watch for important landmarks. They make the trip more interesting and mark our progress on the way. As we begin our study of the Psalms, let's anticipate the themes that will develop. I will suggest 5. 1. A passionate desire to draw near to God. David writes, quote, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple." Psalm 27, verse 4. Number 2. A holy awe and joy in the wonders of God's person and work. Quote, "Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness." Psalm 145, verse 6. Notice that God's deeds are seen by many, but some go beyond what he does to discover who he is. If the gifts are great, how glorious is the giver. Number 3. A record of the dramatic difference between the way and end of the wicked and the righteous. This begins in the first psalm and continues through the book. Quote, "For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." Psalm 1, verse 6. Number 4. A remembrance of divine rescues in the past and certain hope for the Lord's help in the future. Quote, "I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation." Psalm 13, verse 5. It's good to be best friends with the sovereign of the universe. Number 5. A deep longing to be clean before God. Most famous are the penitential psalms, but the theme runs deeply throughout the book. Holiness is essential to intimacy with him. Quote, "Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart." Psalm 24, verses 3 and 4. We're also reminded that holiness and happiness always travel together. I can't think of 5 more helpful themes to occupy our hearts.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.